Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to White Spot Giants this week here on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants Sportsnet 650. The NHL draft is tomorrow, round one, getting started at about 4 o'clock our time, and then day two of the draft set to go Wednesday starting at about 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. Plenty to get excited about over the next few days, and in order to highlight some of the key Giants who could hear their names called, and in order to highlight just some of the many key names set to have their name called in the early rounds of the upcoming NHL draft, who better than the Western Hockey League's manager of player development, who's also a former Vancouver Giant, second time that he's been on the show in recent months. But pleased to welcome Zach Hodder back to the conversation. Zach, I appreciate you being willing and flexible to come on with us as we get set for the draft. Kind of like Christmas morning for us hockey diehards as we get set for what should be an exciting couple of days. Talk about the excitement, talk about the stress, I suppose, that kind of comes over the WHL office when you're on the eve of the NHL draft. A lot of fun, and hopefully a great day or two for the WHL lies ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us, it's a little bit different this year. Obviously, we're not going to the draft because it's all online, but it's been good in the lead-up. We've had a lot of time. We've been able to talk to a lot of our players. We've just had a really good lead-up here to Tuesday, and we're just excited. I mean, you know, looking at last year's draft, we had 7 players drafted in the first round. I don't think we'll have that number this year, but we're going to have a lot of players picked, and there's a lot of really good players from our league. I think, you know, we're here on the Giants show. I think Cole Shepard's one of those guys that's probably not going to be, you know, in the top 100. He, you know, unfortunately had some injuries in this year. He started the season a little bit later, but he's a guy that could be a steal, and, you know, we're going to have a lot of guys like that. They're really good players in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds that turn out to be really good players. I mean, you know, we're excited. We're looking forward to it, and it's going to be a unique challenge.
I want to talk a little more deeply about Cole Shepard and Justin Sortif. So why don't we start there with the local aspect of this draft. Those are two BC-born forwards for the Vancouver Giants who I think both certainly have an incredible shot at getting drafted. I think I will go on record and say that Justin Sortif is guaranteed to be picked, probably somewhere in the early rounds. But Justin Sortif, what do you like about him, and what is it about his game that you think may ultimately translate well to the next level?
Well, I think you go back to a 16-year-old year, being able to come in and have the impact that he did on that team. You know, 23 goals and 23 assists at 16 years old is beyond impressive in the Western Hockey League. I mean, this year his numbers didn't jump the way you'd want him to see for those high-level, those Seth Jarvis. That's the type of, you know, elite-level jump that you want to see. And, you know, he had 26 goals in 57 games, which is by no stretch a bad year for a 17-year-old player in the Western Hockey League. But I think for him, he's going to have a big chip on his shoulder heading into next season. Likely, looking at the draft, looking at where he's supposed to go, he'll be probably an early to mid second round pick, and he's a guy that can score goals at will. He is going to be a guy that needs to go into camp and really compete once he gets there and show that, you know, he probably should have been a first round pick, you know, in my opinion. And I think he's got a lot of potential to be a guy that is just like a Tyler Benson, a former Vancouver Giants captain as well, who flips to the second round, but then, you know, at 21, 22 is already playing NHL games.
And just the 200-foot game with Justin is something that I think often maybe doesn't necessarily get the attention that it deserves. But, I mean, he's been the plus-minus leader last season for the Giants. I think he's a plus-50-something over the course of 2 years, and a guy who has played some important hockey for the Giants in the past two seasons. As we're chatting with Zach Hodder right now, he is the manager of player development with the Western Hockey League. Cole Shepard, another name, Zach, that you brought up a little bit earlier in the conversation. The injury, the later start to his season, but he still managed 11 goals, 29 points, and is a player that when you get into those mid to late rounds, certainly a guy who, you know, really there's just got to be one team out there that's scouted him well, that likes him well. But when it comes to Cole Shepherd and maybe where he projects to be in another season or two, why should a team take a chance on Cole Shepherd in 2020?
Oh, because his ceiling's so high. I don't think he's come anywhere close to reaching the player he's going to be, and he shouldn't. He's only 17. He just finished his first year in the Western Hockey League. He's an undersized guy, but that doesn't really matter anymore. You look at the NHL, these undersized players that are having such a big impact, and the biggest thing with him is he has a very high hockey IQ, and he's very, very good with the puck. He gets the puck in the offensive zone. He doesn't panic. He has a lot of patience. He always tries to make the best play, and I think next year in the league, he's going to have a tremendous season. He's a guy that, you know, 29 points this year, I could see him doubling or tripling that total in a full season if he's able to do it. And him and Sertif together could be two very dynamic players. And, you know, I really think Shepherd is going to get drafted. I think it's probably going to be that 5, 6, 7 round, but he's going to be a great pick for whoever gets him.
Seth Jarvis finished second in the WHL in scoring this after only Adam Beckman of the Spokane Chiefs. But, I mean, you want to talk about that jump. You go from 39 points as a 16-year-old to 98 points as a 17-year-old. He had 42 goals. I think I can safely say that Seth Jarvis is going to be a first-round pick. He might even be the first WHL player taken off the board. Did any of what Seth Jarvis did last season, Zach, surprise you in any way?
Yeah, everything he did. I mean, at 17 to score 98 points in only 58 games, you talked about how Sertif was plus 30. I just looked. He's plus 56 in his career with the Giants. Well, Seth Jarvis was plus 53 last season. His compete level and his grit for such a skilled, you know, undersized forward, again, it was remarkable to see when I got to see him play last season. He is the number one guy on that Portland team that finished first in the Western Hockey League. He runs that offense. He was only 17. I was talking with Ryan Kennedy from the Hockey News. He compared him to a Braden Point. And I think that's a tremendous comparison. They're the exact same type of player where it's incredible high skill. But then the level of compete, what I'm trying to say by that is when he gets the puck in the corner, he is not trying to lose that puck. Doesn't matter who he's going against, he's battling for that puck as hard as he can. He goes to the net. He does so many of the little things that you want to see your best players do, and he has just gone right up the board. He could be a potential top 10 pick if a team really believes in him, that he's going to be able to translate the game that he does in junior to the professional level.
The other forward that's draft eligible that finished top five in WHL scoring was a player that the Vancouver Giants fans certainly got all too familiar with, and that was Connor Zeri. We're talking about a player, Zach, who damn nearly made the World Junior team, almost seemingly out of nowhere, but a guy who had 86 points, finished the season with 38 goals for a Kamloops Blazers team that, for my money, looks poised to do a lot of damage again this coming season. But when you see a guy like Connor Zeri have a season like that and, you know, turning heads at Hockey Canada's level, I mean, I look at him as a guy that there's going to be a lot of teams kind of in that mid-range of the first round that I mean, he's a guy you trade up for, I think, in my opinion, if there's a team that's really scouted him well and has a mega interest.
Well, with Connor, he is really, he's great to talk to. There's a lot of, and I'm sure you know as well, when you're talking to junior hockey players, sometimes there isn't a lot of personality there. They're very guarded. They don't want to say the wrong thing. But with Connor, it's not that he says the wrong thing. It's just that, you know, he's very honest. He's very open. He's fun to talk to. And it shows in his play as well. He always seems like he has a chip on his shoulder. He competes. Like we said every time, compete, compete, compete. These top-level guys compete so hard. But he competes with that just that little bit, that edge, where he's always trying to prove that he should be higher than you think, or he should be on that national junior team. He even said when he got cut, he said, yeah, piss me off. I wanted to be there, and I thought I should have been. He's probably going to be on that team this season, and he's going to be a huge part of that Kamloops team. I don't see him flipping past the 20th overall pick. I think he's too good. I think he's too perfect for the new NHL. And I think he has a really good chance of coming into a training camp next year and surprising some people.
I want to stay with forwards for just a little while longer, Zach, before we talk about the back end, because there are definitely a number of notable defensemen coming out of the WHL that I think are going to be first-round picks. But we get now into that conversation where names like Tristan Robbins, Gage Gonsalves, Ozzie Weisblatt, Jake Neighbors, Bear Hughes, I mean, there's, you know, Oliver Ocular, that there's a handful of guys that were all kind of top 25 in WHL scoring that I think all have it in their minds that they're going to be chosen in the early rounds of this draft. Maybe a bit of a loaded question for you, but are there one or two players from that group, from that tier, that have you really excited, a player that you think might be, for lack of a better term, a bit of a diamond in the rough in that round two, round three area, maybe similar to that of a Braden Point from a few years ago, 79th overall, and then goes on to do all sorts of incredible things for the Tampa Bay Lightning five or six seasons later?
I don't want to put any pressure on those guys to do what Braden Point's done, but I think the two guys that, you know, out of that group, if I was the GM in the second or the third round, that I'd be keying in on would definitely be Ozzie Weisblatt and Jake Neighbors. Interestingly, they're both actually best friends, and they grew up together, and Jake actually learns sign language to communicate with Ozzie's mother, who is deaf, which is, you know, just another incredible story and shows the type of character that he has. But both of them are pretty similar players in the fact that they are both kind of like Sertif. They're guys that NHL teams really like because they know that they have the high-end skill to come in, and if they needed them to be a top six player, they can do it. But more importantly, they can play that 200-foot game where if you need them to be in their bottom nine, they're guys that can come in and fill that role, and they'll fill that role with enthusiasm. For Ozzie, he's already played in a WHL Championship Series Game 7, which he won. He's been to the Memorial Cup. Jake, he's gone on a big run with Edmonton two seasons ago. It looked like they were going to go on another run this year. They've got a lot of experience, and both of them are going to take that next step again next year, too. They're both point-of-game players in the Western League this year, but when they get to the NHL, I think they're going to be more second, third-line guys that you need to win, and they're going to be a great pick for whoever gets them.
Chatting right now with Zach Hodder, who is the manager of player development in the Western Hockey League, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week as we force our way towards the NHL draft, which kicks off tomorrow. Defensemen, and there are a lot of them, and a couple of really notable names that I think are worth some great discussion. Caden Gooley was the first overall pick in the WHL Bantam Draft 3 years ago, or a few years ago now, Zach. And of course, the Giants got to know Caden Gooley during the WHL Final of 2019. But he's a player that I know many are pegging as a first-round talent. From the back end, I don't think any part of his development should come as a surprise to this point, but similarities to his brother Brendan, is he kind of a different defenseman? I mean, how does he kind of translate that to the next level? What do you like about him?
Well, I think he's more complete at 17 than what his older brother Brendan was, and it's going to show in the NHL draft. I think he's going to be a top 15 pick this season. Tremendous skater on the back end, very smart with the puck, good skills, jumped into the rush. When I talked to him earlier this week, he talked about how his 16-year-old season was learning how to play defense. This season, he got to be involved more. He's playing second-line power play. He's jumping up in the play a little bit more, but he had to earn that trust from Mark Capshaw first. Well, he has that trust, and he made a big leap this year. When I saw him play the couple times I did, I was really impressed with how much composure he had and how quickly he was able to make plays. When he got to the puck, it was quick, get the puck, head up, make the play. When he gets the pass, he's already moving his feet up ice. He does all these little things so well. He can play physical, but what really stands out with him is his gap control. I mean, he's always within five feet of the puck when he's coming back into his own end. When he goes back to get the puck, he always has his head on a swivel. He's just a really, really good defenseman. I don't want to give him this comparison, but I'm having a really hard time, coming up with another one. But like a Nick Lidstrom-type defenseman where he's going to put up good offensive numbers, but he's not going to be a Quinn Hughes jumping up in the play every single time. He takes care of his own end, and then he gets pucks through when he's on the offensive side.
Zach, Braden Schneider to me was fascinating because, I mean, like, had a bit more of a sample size myself with Caden Gooley because of the championship series, but we only get to see the Brandon Wheat Kings once a year with Vancouver. And when we were in Brandon in early October, I swear to you that Braden Schneider seldom left the ice. And he's a player that, you know, in my mind, as I'm getting ready to ask these questions to you, I'm kind of thinking Gooley maybe a little more offensive, Braden Schneider maybe a bit more of a throwback. And then I look at the stats, and Schneider had two more points than Caden Gooley did. He's also a right-handed shot, which I know is certainly a desirable trait when NHL teams are looking for defensemen. But tell us a little more about Braden Schneider, this big, rugged D-man out of Brandon that maybe our fans aren't too familiar with because they'd only have seen him play one time, and that was October of 2018.
Yeah, so with Braden Schneider, I think the one misconception is that he's this throwback, old-school defenseman that runs around and hits people, and he certainly does that, but he has adapted his game to the new style of play. So when he goes to make a hit, he's not trying to kill somebody. He is literally trying to separate you from the puck. He's definitely the most aggressive, physical defenseman in this draft among Western Hockey League defensemen. But again, he hits smart. He goes, he makes sure that he takes the body, he's separating the man from the puck, and then he's putting himself in a position where after he makes the hit, either he's going to get the puck or one of his teammates is going to get the puck. With him, I think one of his best assets and one of the things that makes him such a desirable player for so many people is his skating. I mean, I wouldn't say he's as good of a skater as Caden Gooley, but he's right there with him. And he's going to have every opportunity to be on Team Canada next season. I think with Braden, he had two more points than Caden did this year. I think he's going to see a little bit more. He compares his game to Shea Weber without the shot and Alex Pietrangelo, but not as smooth, which I thought was really funny and honest for him to say. But he's a guy that's he's going to be a menace when he gets to the NHL as well. He's a big kid. He's very mobile, big shot, physical, just a really good defenseman.
Few more questions for Zach Hodder here on White Spot Giants this week as the NHL draft, we're hours away from round one, which kicks off tomorrow. Goaltending, love it. Obviously, the name that two names actually that Giants fans are going to be most familiar with: Dylan Garand out of Kamloops, Taylor Gauthier out of Prince George. These are different circumstances for these two goaltenders, Zach. But can you talk a little bit about Garand, a little bit about Gauthier, and why NHL teams should be clamoring for their services come draft day?
Well, with Garand, you're getting a goaltender who, at 17 years old, has already been in some incredibly high-pressure situations. If you remember last season, Kamloops and Kelowna actually played a tie-break game to get into the playoffs, and Garand was the starting goaltender at 16 years old in a big win for the Kamloops Blazers that got them into the playoffs. This year, at 17, he's the starter, and he was just rock solid from the start. When he talks about a few players that had composure, well, Garand's got composure as a goaltender, which is one of the most important things you're looking for as an NHL team. Scouting goalies at 17 years old is difficult. Most teams don't do a very good job. I mean, Jack Campbell was, what, an 11th overall pick when he got drafted in the NHL, and he's just figured out how to become a backup at the NHL level. So it's not exactly a perfect science, but, I mean, Garand also, WHL Academic Player of the Year. Starting goaltender at 17, which is so hard to do, especially on a good team. I think he has all the tools to be a very good very good NHL goaltender or very good NHL prospect. The one thing, he's 6 feet tall, which some NHL teams look at as a disadvantage. I don't really think it is because of his positioning so well. It'll be interesting to see what he's able to do in the next couple of years. I think for Garand, he's just going to be a guy that is so calm, so cool, that I think teams might overlook how good he actually is.
And then just a quick thought from you, Zach, about Taylor Gauthier.
I think with Gauthier, I think he should have been drafted last year, honestly.
Yeah.
He was on a team where he gets a lot of shots. Again, he's undersized as well. But when you look at how good he is and how hard he competes for every single game, every single time he gets to start, he's the type of goalie that, like a Dustin Wolf, who was a seventh-round pick last year, could end up being the Western Hockey League goaltender of the year next year. I think Gauthier just needs a chance. If you give him the opportunity to go to a camp to get his foot in the door, he's going to be a guy that leapfrogs your other goalies that you have in your system because of how good and how competitive he is and how much he wants to get better. I really hope he gets drafted this season. I'm definitely rooting for him.
Well, and a guy who got some Team Canada consideration over the course of the summer with the summer development camp, a guy I know well, even going back to my time with the Prince George Cougars, you nailed it. One of those guys that I'm genuinely rooting for when it comes to the draft. One or two quick ones more here for you, Zach, and we'll let you go. Right now, if fans go to the WHL website, whl.ca, they can watch and read all sorts of information and highlight reels from all sorts of draft-eligible players from the WHL. You and your team there at the league do such a great job of promoting these players. And putting you on the spot, I realize, with this question, but when it comes to some of these draft-eligible players, I mean, is there kind of an anecdote or a story or a memorable conversation kind of similar to the one you told about Jake Neighbors and Wiseblatt and kind of that interesting connection and friendship and even learning sign language just to be able to communicate? Is there another kind of memorable interview or memorable story that comes out immediately from one of these draft eligible players that you can quickly share with us?
You know, I don't really have another memorable story like that, but I think what has impressed me in talking to these young men is how mature they are and how much they love hockey, but how committed they are. It's really interesting to call a 17-year-old, you know, I'll use Gage Gonsalves as an example from the Everett Silvertips, who really had a rising year where he put up, I think, 73 points this past season, 30 goals after, you know, a very slow start to his Western Hockey League career where you have to figure it out your rookie season. And what's just really cool to listen to him is to talk about how, you know, we haven't had hockey since March, but how he's still so committed to training. He can't wait to get back on the ice. And, you know, how him and his friends, he's from Mission, are training together and working together and getting ready because they know at some point it's going to come back. And, you know, we're sitting here at the office, you know, just hoping and praying, and these kids are just working their tails off to get ready for the season. So I think that's just really what stood out to me is the level of commitment these guys have, even with all the uncertainty in the world right now.
My last question to Zach Hodder is this. Zach, I mean, I know it goes without saying that we're all in a bit of a holding pattern right now as we kind of wait for you know, when the WHL is going to fire back up again. Really just want to give you a quick moment to speak on behalf of the league while we've got somebody on our radio station just to speak to the efforts that are still being made and taking place on a daily, heck, on an hourly basis by league personnel, by governors, by managers, by everybody to try and get this thing back up and running as quickly and as responsibly as safely as we can.
Yeah, and that's the big thing there too, right? Safely. We want to make sure that when we do come back, we're doing it right, so it's safe not just for the players, for the staff, but also for the fans that, you know, are going to come to the rink and for the people that are working the concession or working as a concierge or as an usher. It has to be safe. It has to be done right. And, you know, we're working with four provinces and two states, and we're going to make sure that we're standardized across all teams, no matter where they're located.
He is the manager of player development with the Western Hockey League and a former Vancouver Giant. He is Zach Hodder, and he has been a wonderful guest here on White Spot Giants this week. Zach, thank you for this. I realize that the days and hours leading into the draft are crazy at the best of times, but for you to come on this radio station, for you to have this conversation with me, it is tremendously appreciated, and I enjoy it every time it takes place. All the best to you and your staff as you get ready for a crazy 48 hours. Thanks for this. Best of luck to you. Continued safety, positivity, and success to you and everybody at the WHL office. And let's do this again soon.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Zach Hodder of the Western Hockey League here on White Spot Giants this week. A big thanks to Zach for this conversation. Huge thanks as well to Drew Sim, Giants goaltender, for the conversation in segment number one. I'm Dan O'Connor, and this has been White Spot Giants this week here on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650.